In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Tilly was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Please be seated. We continue in singing hymn number 770. Hear the word of the Lord from Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a rich food, a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up and he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please turn with me to Psalm 130 in the front of your hymnal to speak half verse by half verse responsively. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities,
O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness.
That you may be pure.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits.
In his word I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning.
More than watchmen for the morning.
O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love. And he will redeem Israel.
From all his iniquities.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord from the Epistle to the Romans, the 8th chapter. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else that is in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess the Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we continue in singing in our Lord's gracious presence. To light. It's brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Let us now remember with thanksgiving what God has done through his servant Tilly. Tilly Ann Spray Daneman, daughter of Lewis and Tilly Ann, was born on April 28, 1942, in Hoyleton. She was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit on May 10, 1942. She confessed her baptismal faith in the rite of confirmation on March 25, 1956, and was admitted to the altar to receive the medicine of immortality, Christ's life-giving blood. Tilly was joined together in holy matrimony to Marvin Daneman on June 11, 1961. On Tuesday, October 4th, 2016, Tilly Daneman, at the age of 74 years, fell asleep in Jesus. She is survived by her husband, Marvin, a son, Larry, four grandchildren, Blake, Kelsey, Aubrey, and Ashlyn, three great-grandchildren, Braden, Braxton, and Baylor, two sisters, Valera and Mary Lou, a brother-in-law, Bill, and two sisters-in-law, Gloria and Edith, along with many nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her parents, two brothers, Virgil and Lewis, and also a sister, Dorothy. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give thanks to God our Father through Jesus Christ our Lord for our sister Tilly. For all of you, especially family members and friends, and for all of you brothers and sisters of Tilly in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The loss of a dear family member is never an easy event to endure. No matter what the age, no matter what the situation, it seems that we're never quite ready for it to happen. Yet it does happen. And so at this time, when you seek a word of comfort and hope, I simply direct you to the Holy Scriptures. I direct you to the Holy Scriptures, that is, the Bible, the Word of God. For the gospel is the only thing that can give comfort and peace with its promise of the resurrection. This word of hope enables the tears of sorrow and grieving to be mixed with tears of joy and gladness. Therefore, listen to the words of the Holy Spirit as written by Isaiah in chapter 40, verses 1 through 8. Hear and know that the word of the Lord stands forever. Comfort, O comfort my people, says our God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? Say to them, all flesh is grass, and all its loveliness like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are like grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord stands forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grass withers and the flower fades. When you're outside today, you'll feel that the weather is rather nice. And if you look around town, you'll see that there are still some flowers blooming. The grass is still green. The trees still have most of their leaves. But it's autumn, and so we know what soon happens this time of year. Soon the weather will become cold, and the grass will wither and the flowers will fade. In our text, Isaiah declares that surely the people are grass. All humanity is like the grass which eventually dies. And on this day, we don't have to think very hard. We don't have to look very far to see this, right? For the mortal remains of beloved Tilly is all the evidence we need. And you know, we do not view death like someone who observes death from a distance, right? We're not spectators in life and in death. No, instead, we are participants. And knowing that can bring terror to the heart and a sudden lump to the throat. In the midst of this, our condition, God in his infinite mercy intervened. Just as we are not merely spectators but are participants, so also God did not remain a spectator. His coming to be one of us is emphasized at Christmas with the baby Jesus lying in the manger. His coming to be one of us is also emphasized in the time of Lent, in which Jesus was making his journey to the cross. Jesus took a participatory role, and he entered into human flesh, and then he died on the cross in order to take the wrath of God upon himself. This all took place according to the word of God's promise, first uttered in the Garden of Eden. It was later repeatedly proclaimed by the prophets, including Isaiah, who wrote the word of forgiveness in the one born of the Virgin. He wrote of the suffering servant, the redeemer of the world, the rock of refuge when the waters rise up to drown. All else may fall away: health, family, friends, wealth, house, earthly security. But the word of God's promise to you in Christ will never fail. God has declared it, therefore it is true. And he wants his church and all people, and especially all of you here today, to hear this. Therefore he states, "Comfort, O comfort my people, speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her, telling her that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." Many of you are grieving the loss of Tilly. But in your hurting, be assured that the Lord has called her unto himself in eternal paradise. Because in Christ, the warfare between God and humanity is ended. God's people are pardoned. For in making the payment for the sins of the world, a double payment has been made. Isaiah wrote that the comforting message given to the church to proclaim is that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. In other words, God's forgiveness in Christ is greater than the sinfulness of man. The word of the Lord stands forever. What comfort. Years ago, Tilly heard the word of the Lord, which brought the Lord's forgiveness, life, and salvation to her. In her baptism, God called her, brought her into his kingdom. He said to her, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Later, she was confirmed into the confession of the church. At that time, the Lord called her to remember his good news for her in her confirmation verse given to her from the Gospel of John, which we heard earlier. Jesus says, "Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." As she lived out her life in the Lord's care, she and Marvin were married, raised their son, Larry. They lived out abiding in the Lord, living under this gospel promise. But being a Christian and living in Christ does not exempt us from the events of life and death. The promises of God are true, though for a little while we go through various trials. It is true that all flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass, the grass withers, and the flower fades. Such is life. It's going to end. Each one of us is closer today to death than they were yesterday. And as we grow older, we have all the physical signs that come with getting older. Our hair gets thinner, it gets grayer. As time goes on, instead of bouncing out of bed early in the morning, we get up slowly, we try to get our bearings, and we let our feet find the floor, and we take cautious steps. As life goes on, it may happen that we become so aged and infirm that we can no longer get out of bed. and then comes death. However, is that all there is? Is that it? Absolutely not. In speaking of the resurrection, Paul stated it this way: if in this life only, we Christians, if in this life we only have hope in Christ, we are of all men to be most pitiful. In other words, if this is it, right here, right now, if this is it, then we Christians are to be pitied the most. For if this is it, the person lives a life where they suffer from all kinds of various trials and tribulations, suffering health problems and various pains, and all kinds of fears and disappointments, and eventually death. If this is it, if there is nothing more in Christ, then what a sorry, pitiful situation that we live in. If that were all there was, then there would be no comfort to be spoken. But thank God for His promises according to His word, and listen to it once more. The voice said, "Cry out." And he said, "What shall I cry?" The voice said, "All flesh is like grass, all its loveliness like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are like grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of the Lord stands forever." What is that word of our God that stands forever? What is that word of promise that He gives to us? Listen again and be comforted by the words of the incarnate Word Himself, Jesus Christ. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." He also says, "Come unto me, all you who labor, I will give you rest." He also says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will receive you unto myself, so that where I am, you may be also." Did you hear that word of God's hope that lasts forever, stands forever? It is the promise that for those who trust in Christ, death will have no dominion over them. They shall be raised up, for the word of the Lord stands forever. Does this word of comfort and consolation include Tilly? Absolutely. The good shepherd called her to his own and kept her throughout her life. And her faith was not allowed to be weakened or to turn to unbelief as she and her beloved Marvin continued to live out their lives in the family of God. The Lord fed her at His table. He strengthened her with His holy communion. Praise the Lord. Now, a funeral is a worship service of the congregation which gathers to praise God for what He has done in the life of the deceased and to thank Him for what that faithful one is now enjoying in paradise. As we today congregate, we recognize that there are many in our midst who are faithful and are trusting in Christ. If you are one of these, then thank God. Continue to stay close to Him and trust in His word, which is able to carry you to heaven. Likewise, there are some here who have wandered away from the Lord over a period of years. In addition, there may be some who have never heard this good news of the Lord in Christ. If you are one of these, then now is the time to look to Christ for life everlasting. For just as surely as we have come here today, so also there will be a group of people gathered as they remember each one of us. When Tilly was called, Jesus was with her, and she was received into the bosom of her Lord. Don't enter eternity without knowing and trusting Jesus as the Lord, the Savior, the Redeemer. The Lord has worked out the events in history of the world so that you would be here today to hear His word of comfort and hope. He wants you to know that even though the grass withers and the flower fades, the word of the Lord stands forever. So, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in your dear Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Marvin, Larry, and the rest of the dearly loved family and friends. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tilly was a lifelong member of Trinity Lutheran Church here. As Pastor Hautmeyer said, you know, she was baptized here, confirmed here, and married here, and now she'll be buried here. In the last 6 years, she's been a part of Faith Lutheran Church in Monticello. She was part of the group, along with the rest of the family, to help start that church. And so I really appreciate Pastor Hautmeyer letting me be a part of the service here. Unfortunately for you, that means you get two sermons for the funeral. But it is an honor to be a part of that. And as you heard, Tilly had a number of vocations. She was a cashier at a hospital. She was a switchboard operator. She had her own business, Tilly's Billing Service. But she had a number of other vocations that were even more important. She was a daughter, and served that vocation in love, even as she helped take care of her parents when they needed that. And she's been a wife to Marvin, and I know that they dearly love each other, and was able to be there on their 55th anniversary. We had a group there. They had moved into Maple Point not too long before that, and were able to help them celebrate 55 years, and that is a blessing. Other vocations as mother to Larry, grandmother, sister, sister-in-law, aunt, friend, and the list goes on. And she served each of those vocations in love. Larry was telling me about how they, you know, she would love to have the family over for Thanksgiving and Christmas and play games, things like Pinochle, Napoleon, play pool. Said that they would put plywood on top of the pool table to gather around there, and a lot of good memories, a lot of love that was shared by her to her family and friends, and I know a lot of love that her family and friends had for her. I also know that she loved her Savior Jesus, and I know mentioned the love that, you know, her family and friends have for her. I know that, like I said, that Marvin and Tilly really loved each other. I know Marvin really loved Tilly. You could see it in the way that he talked to her, the way that he talked about her, not to mention the tattoo on his arm with her name on it. In fact, what I didn't know is that not only did Marvin love her, but so did Marvin's dad, is what I hear, that he really thought highly of her and just thought that she could do no wrong, is what I was told, and to the point where she apparently told him that you could grow hair if you put ketchup on your head, and he actually tried that. Is that true? But what's more important than her love for her family and friends and the love that you have for her, and even more important than her love for Jesus, is the love that God has for her in Christ Jesus. And we heard about that in what Pastor Hautmeyer read earlier from Paul's letter to Romans. And there Paul writes, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And that's the love that matters more than any other, because her love, our love, even our love for God is imperfect. And we all fall short of what He requires of us. As much as I love Tilly and love getting to know her, you know, there were struggles at times, especially in the last year, as Marvin underwent some health issues and Tilly took care of him, and then even as he was still recovering from that, Tilly started having some health issues, and yet our love is imperfect. There's times of frustration, times of impatience, times of doubts, times of questions, and yet God's love for us is perfect. God's love for Tilly is perfect in Christ Jesus. God loved Tilly so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross and to rise again in victory for her. so that death would not have power over her. And so she is even with him now. And that's the same hope and same promise that you and I have. I know that Tilly loved her Lord. I know that Marta and Tilly were in church every Sunday unless there was a specific reason they couldn't be, and up until there were some health things going on. And I remember even one time when there was maybe a little reprieve from the health issues, Larry had the day off of work and brought him to church and surprised everybody, and just the joy on their face and the joy of everyone else. And they just loved to hearing God's word, to participating in his sacraments, to being surrounded by family of believers. In fact, one of the reasons I loved visiting with Marvin and Tilly is because they would always tell me how much they loved my sermons, and pastors love to hear that. And I knew I could believe Tilly because she actually stayed awake during my sermons, unlike Marvin, but we like to kid each other. But that's the legacy that she leaves, is a legacy of love, a legacy of faith, and it is by grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, that we have eternal life, that she is with our Lord now. We look forward to the day to be reunited with her. And as Pastor Hautmeier said, her confirmation verse came from Romans 5, and I think it's very fitting for this day, and I'll read that again. John chapter 5, verse 24, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." And that's the hope and the promise that we have in Christ Jesus. That's the hope and the promise that Tilly has, even as she is with our Lord now, and we look forward to the day to be reunited with her. That's the legacy she leaves behind, the love that God has for you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all of our human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. At this time, we come before our Lord in prayer. Please stand. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family of Tilly and to all who mourn comfort in their grief, and assure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved and within the communion of your church, that they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, in the joyful expectation of eternal life, with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you that you have given Tilly a long life of grace, and pray that you would grant that we too may die in peace and receive the crown of everlasting glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Tilly and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God,
now and forever. Amen. Taught by Jesus and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue on page 281 in the hymnals with the Nunc Dimittis. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord. Amen.
We close with our final hymn.